Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up in just a little while, we'll hear from scenic designer David Korants about designing the New York installation space for the acclaimed immersive Van Gogh exhibit, which opened at Pier 36 on June 10th. But first, we thought it would be good to revisit a conversation with someone else who spent a significant time immersed in the world of Vincent Van Gogh, actor Willem Dafoe. Dafoe joined us on the show to discuss his role in the acclaimed film At Eternity's Gate, directed by artist Julian Schnabel. The movie stars Dafoe as the troubled Van Gogh in the final years of his life. Dafoe's moving performance earned him an Oscar nomination for Best Actor in 2019. In order to take on the role, Dafoe threw himself into research into the artist, visiting the places where Van Gogh lived, and even learning how to paint. I began by asking the actor what he knew about Vincent Van Gogh before starring in the film.
It's probably what most people knew. Some misinformation. Mm-hmm. I knew his paintings, certainly. I probably didn't have a special way to look at them or appreciate them. I had read his letters years ago, and I was really struck by them. But even then, I didn't quite know how to look at the paintings.
They're really great to experience en masse, like if you go to the museum in Amsterdam.
I've been there many times, and in fact, there was a theater in Amsterdam called the Mikkeri, and they were very good at bringing foreign groups in. And I went there a lot with the Wooster Group, and I would always go to the Van Gogh Museum.
As you began to do research for this role, what were you trying to seek out? What did you try to figure out?
I think I didn't ask myself that. I had a concrete thing that I was learning to paint, because that was very essential, because in order to do the film, yes, I knew it was going to be about painting, but I didn't know how much. But I had this practical thing that there were a lot of scenes where I painted, and no one else was going to paint them.
No stunt painters.
So Julian, I know Julian for a long time, and I've been with him in the studio, and I know how he works, and I've been around him. I've done little small roles in his films. So he makes a film like he paints, and I'm used to being in the studio with him, and he's painted me. So I knew some things, but he really gave me a crash course in painting, basically, which was wonderful because it really changed how I see things. And that really became the key to, that became the way in, because then all the things that are said in the letters and also some of the scenes that were set up started to have a concrete relationship to them.
We're speaking with Willem Dafoe about his new film, At Eternity's Gate, which is about the life of Vincent Van Gogh. And there's this great scene in the movie where Gauguin is telling Vincent Van Gogh, you put too much paint on your paintings. It's a mess. You can't put so much paint. Why do you think Van Gogh used so much paint?
I don't know. I know he liked
paint.
Well,
why did you
fast.
As Van Gogh use so much paint? How about
because,
that?
because it was in the screenplay. I don't know. I never made that choice, but that was the style that I was... I was painting it. Mm-hmm. And you could see it. You could see it. I mean, we're not making, you know, because he was living with a lot of his paintings and he was very prolific toward the end of his life. He was living with his paintings. So just for set dressing, never mind what I was actually painting or partially painting in the scenes, we made lots of copies. We made lots of copies. There was a whole workshop of people making copies, and then of course Julian would touch them up if they were featured, give them life, and that's what you could see, that thickness, that heaviness. That I don't know whether that's quoted or invented, but it was interesting to have that dialogue between Gauguin, Van Gogh. Probably the most interesting to me was where Van Gogh says, I don't invent the picture. I see it in nature, and I just have to free it. That means volumes to me, as opposed to Gauguin, who said, "You gotta, you know, you gotta use your imagination to, you know, paint from memory. You're a sucker to be. You're bound by painting from models," and it's something I sort of relate to as an actor. I mean, I take Van Gogh's side on this. It's nice to work with a model, and then it frees you in. You can go deeper somehow. It's like when you copy something. Some people think, well, that's not very creative. The truth is, it frees up a certain part of your mind for the quality of how you enter into that activity of making the reproduction. And you end up with something that's not really a copy. That's just the jumping off point. In the same way that Van Gogh would talk about great painting is not painting things as they are, but as you see it. He wanted to, it's like in the film, you see me paint the shoes. You see the accumulation of marks. And while the color's not really correct and it's not a good reproduction or it's not a good likeness necessarily, it does capture the shoes. And in those moments, that really becomes a key in a different way of seeing. And I, for me, that was thrilling. And hopefully, this film is very experiential. So you're with Van Gogh. You're in his head. You're walking when he's walking. You're like a little bird on his shoulder. You're with him. So obviously when he's doing that painting, hopefully you have that same experience.
It's interesting you said about the shoes. You experience them, and I thought maybe sort of the thickness of the painting is like you feel them.
Julian talks beautifully about, you know, great painting. It welcomes you into its presentness. And that's, you know, like those, let's say, his paintings, you feel the swirl of things, you feel the rise and fall of things, you feel you're able to enter into things as they are, but you're looking at something that was created centuries ago, but it's still living, and that's the beauty of art.
In the film, something I really enjoyed was his relationships, knowing more about his relationships with Gauguin, with Theo. And I don't know if it's meant to be a funny scene. I apologize if I took
Uh-oh.
It. When Gauguin and Vincent are talking about other painters.
Oh, yes. It's funny. It's funny.
Gauguin's like, Monet.
Yeah, he says, oh, come on. He's pretty good. Yeah, it's like changing baseball cards or something. There's something very everyday about it.
Yeah, something sort of like quotidian, but also sort of light, because we always think of Van Gogh as such a heavy story.
And he struggled, but I think one thing that when we were making this movie, I thought as much about his joy, those ecstatic states, and some of his sickness was his inability to reconcile these ecstatic states and his love for painting and his love for nature and him contacting God through nature. How does he reconcile that with his social awkwardness, the fact that he doesn't have, you know, he's solitary, he's isolated, he doesn't have any sentimental relationships really to speak of, he's awkward, he's socially, he repels people. That was part of the story, given the events that that are in the film, I don't think we lean too much on. I didn't enter it by thinking about his sickness.
Mm-hmm. I also just love that we got to see his relationships, that people loved him.
Yes. Oh, his brother was his brother. That was, it's beautiful. It's moving. I mean, when I see a movie, sometimes the thing that moves me more than anything else is when people are kind to each other. Simple as that. And I think about it even now. And the figure of Theo, he's, you know, that's real love. That's real love. Love for nothing, you know? I mean, love for love. It's a free love.
We're talking to Willem Dafoe about the new film, At Eternity's Gate, which is about the life and the work of Vincent Van Gogh. You said you filmed it in France, right?
Oh, absolutely. It was the only place, you know, I joke. I say this couldn't be filmed in Burbank. It certainly couldn't.
Better not.
No, we filmed...
That would be wrong.
Not only did we film it in France, we filmed it basically where he was for the events that mm-hmm. we're dealing with. In Arles, in Saint-Rémy, in Auvers-sur-Oise. Anybody that speaks French, forgive my accent. I've worked on it for the movie, but it's gotten away from me. And then, of course, Paris. And it was beautiful because some places you could actually see the landscapes are still recognizable. You know, certain things are gone. The famous yellow house is no longer there. But, you know, when you're the land does have a knowledge. It's the same light. It's the same skies. It's in some cases, it's the same fields and the same trees. And that connects you. It slaps you around and makes you serious about what you're doing and connects you to what is there, and that is he's still there.
Mm-hmm. When you think about Vincent van Gogh, and I think what most people think about it, there is part of the mythology, although it's true, the mythology of him having cut off his ear. Mm-hmm. When you approach that, I'm curious just what you thought about how are we going to do this so that it isn't, I don't know, sort of like the gift shop postcard version of it.
Well, we don't deal with it, sort of. I mean, we acknowledge it, but you don't see that happen.
He answers the questions very matter-of-factly.
Yes.
About why he did it.
Yes. And also, there's lots of questions. You know, he called it a trifle. He didn't think it was a big deal. And there's some debate, actually, to how much ear was cut off. Was it a little lobe? Was it the whole thing? Mm-hmm. We don't know this. But in our film, you know, the film is dealing with painting. The film is dealing with being an artist. The film is dealing with an artist's relationship to society. It's not about explaining away certain events in his life.
So it's not in terms of, and it isn't a biopic, and this happened, and then this happened, and
that
led there.
And this is why.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is often biographies of films of famous figures, particularly if they're artists or dancers mm-hmm. or something, the actor learns how to do the things, but that's never the focus. It's always the psychological makeup that made them the great, you know, dancer, the great mm-hmm. singer. And you may see swatches of things, but it's never about really what they did. Van Gogh said, I am my paintings. Well, the concentration of this movie is it's a visual treatment. It's a first-person treatment. It doesn't step outside and judge him or say he is one way or another. It doesn't necessarily even say he's, you know, mentally disturbed. He says certain things that you can decide whether he is or not, but it's not played out in a way that really accounts for who Vincent van Gogh is, but it does consider who he might have been and what he might have thought and how he might have approached his painting. And that's all fueled by doing certain things concretely mm-hmm. and also very much by Julian's relationship to him and, of course, mine. It all gets mixed up, but... it's the film is different in the fact that it's a painter is making a film about a painter, and that's significant.
That was my conversation with actor Willem Dafoe about his starring role as Vincent van Gogh in the film At Eternity's Gate. His performance earned him a nomination for Best Actor at the 2019 Academy Awards. You can watch the film now on Netflix.